but I was power hungry, and therefore I opposed it. Now, I must admit, under present circumstances, that McKee's got a job that FAA isn't qualified to handle. When, if we go ahead with the airplane, and if the government either finances or guarantees the financing of a major part of the development cost, as I believe it will have to do, and if the development cost runs a couple of billion dollars, as I think it will, then you've got to have some organization in the government that's qualified with engineers, procurement specialists, and experience to handle this thing, and FAA doesn't have it. I know that. McKee found it out. He came over here, I think it was last Saturday, and in fact told me this and said that I'd been opposing transferring it to the Department of Defense. He thought it should be, and would I agree not to oppose it if he made this recommendation to you? And I told him that I didn't want it. I hoped somebody else could do it, but I had to admit that we had people qualified for it, and if it was your decision to put it over here, I was sure we could do it and we'd accept it. It's getting more, it's just getting more than they can accomplish, that's the answer. And there's only two places to put it. One is NASA and the other's here. And NASA isn't really equipped, I know that, and that's what McKee said, to handle the procurement problem. It is primarily a procurement matter as far as the government is concerned.
Well, now what would we do? We'd have to get all the committees involved.
That's right.
Defense and Interstate Commerce.
Yeah.
Get them together and let McKee tell them what
that's
the problem
is. That's exactly the right. That's exactly what ought to be done. And no work has been done in preparation for that. At least I haven't. I just stayed clear of it.
How'd you get along today?
Anybody? I just got back. 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 45 minutes. Came along fine.
Where?
Before Rivers in the Armed Services Committee. Yesterday was Mahon, and I didn't give him one damn figure other than the $1.7 billion. And I didn't give a figure this morning other than the $1.7 billion. Bates and Ahrens were in there probing around a little bit this morning, trying to make clear that we hadn't followed the proper procedure. We ought to come in with a full budget. We should use what is known as the 412B authorization route that requires that we get authorization for certain items before they're appropriated. This would require a full exposure of the total costs, and that's why he was pushing for that. But just 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, Rivers took a vote at the committee, and they agreed that they would tell the Appropriation Committee it is not necessary to have authorizing legislation at this time, and they therefore will support the action the President has presented to the Appropriations Committee.
A division on that?
No, he didn't give him much chance to really express division on it. But no, there was none, really.
He's kind of a dictator like old man Benson?
Not nearly as effective. He's becoming more effective, however. But the hearing went fine this morning. I talked to Stennis this morning. I'm getting damn disturbed about these reports of equipment shortages, which just aren't true. And Stennis, we've got a terrible problem with Stennis and his committee I have to work out, but we began to work on it the other day, and I thought I ought to hold a backgrounder this afternoon with the press to stop some of this stuff, and I didn't want to do it without Stennis knowing about it. I didn't want him feeling we were cutting him off at the ankle, so I called him and told him what I thought the problem was, what I was going to do, and he didn't disagree very much with what I planned to do, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. But while we were talking, he said that he thought the hearing on day before yesterday, which lasted almost 8 hours, was very satisfactory from his point of view. Saltonstall has called and said the same thing. So I think we've got the
please point out the number of hours and get it printed so the country will know that we're not operating in the dark and sleight of hand. And
yeah.
Point out how many hours you've testified this week and how many hours you've prepared for it.
Okay.
Prepared about 3 hours for every one
yeah.
you testify.
It just runs just
and
about.
Just say that you haven't been able to do much except testify, and you hope next week you can get back to the departmental matters, but you've explained and you've explained and you've explained. I'm not quarreling about it, but I did spend 8 hours with this, and I had spent 24 hours trying to get the figures and the conclusions and the recommendations and all this stuff, and they're shooting at you. And to go into that, just take 10 minutes of my background of going into that so that they can. The average fellow doesn't like Congress to raise all this hell if he knows about it.
Yeah.
But you ought to criticize them, but I'd really give them a tabulation on it.
Well, I will. I haven't done it because I don't like, it sounds self-serving. I don't like to do that, and also I don't like to kick the Congress in the face.
I don't think it's done either. I don't think it's self-serving. I don't think it's kicking Congress. I think it's factual, and I think you got as much obligation to point out that you want to spend a few minutes with them, telling them what you have said to the Congress an executive session and 20 hours of testimony this week.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks.